Hey beautiful people, and welcome to TLBS. I am Adeen Kablack. Of course, this is one and only. Thank you guys for tuning in today, and thank you guys for clicking on that link to listen to this particular episode. Like I promised you last time you heard my voice on this show, I said we're going to talk about a question, but still on the issue of value and productivity. And the question is, how far will people go to keep you around? How far are people going to go just to have you stick around for a little bit longer? What mountains are people going to move to ensure that you're still in their circle? Because on the long run, the question is still about what value do you bring to the table? Because for someone to have to move mountains to ensure that you're still in their circle, it definitely says a lot. And that's the question we want to ask. What will people do? How far will people go to keep you around? Now, imagine if people were willing to go to great lengths to ensure your presence in their lives. Now, this scenario isn't just reserved for a select few. It's attainable for anyone who consistently delivers exceptional value. And when your presence becomes indispensable, opportunities gravitate towards you and doors of possibilities open. In the realms of personal and professional relationship, there's a question that often goes unasked but profoundly influences our interactions, and that is, how far will people go to keep you around? It's a query that delves, you know, into the depths of our value, the impacts and the lasting impressions we leave on those we encounter. And whether it is your student aiming to make a mark in your academic community, or even a professional striving for success in your career, I need you to understand that maybe you're just someone simply trying to build something meaningful, so maybe a meaningful connection. I need you to understand that the dynamics of your influence is paramount. And I just jot down my thoughts. I feel here are some insightful perspectives you might want to consider. The first thing I have is, value breeds loyalty. If you're very familiar with some of my core principles, as I would love to call them, which is honor, respect, and loyalty, I see that the depth of your impact directly correlates to the extent to which people will go to keep you around. And if you consistently provide value, whether it's in form of knowledge or support or inspiration, you become indispensable or an indispensable asset. You know, people value those who enhance their lives. Number two is trust. And I see trust as something that forms the foundation of relationships. And trust is the bedrock of any enduring relationship. When people trust you, they're more likely to go the extra mile to maintain your presence. And trust is built on reliability, consistency, and integrity. And qualities that deepen your connection with others is solely paramount on trust. Number three is reciprocity at play. Now, the principle of reciprocity is a powerful force in human relationships, and you need to understand that when you've positively impacted someone's life, they often feel compelled to reciprocate in some way, and this could be through support, opportunities, or simply the desire to keep your presence in their circle. Number four is emotional resonance. Now, I think I'm so peculiar about this emotional thing because in this part of the world, we never get to talk about exploring the depths of emotional intelligence or even emotional resonance. And emotional connections have an enduring impact. If you've touched someone's life or you have done something to them or for them on an emotional level, whether by offering guidance during difficult or tough times or even celebrating their successes, they will be more inclined to want you around. You know, emotional bonds are not easily broken if you actually think about it. Number five is long-term versus short-term. Now, why many people can be so myopic about relationships and always think short-term? I always think it's best to consider the nature of your interactions. Are you focused on short-term gains, or are you invested in building long-term meaningful connections? You see, people are more likely to go the great lengths to keep you or to keep those who have consistently demonstrated their commitment to the relationship. It's that simple. Number six is the ripple effect. Now, what the ripple effect means is that your influence often extends beyond immediate interaction or immediate fellowship, as it were. You know, if your presence has a positive ripple effect, meaning it benefits not only individuals, but on a larger sense, like having an impact on a larger community or an organization, people would work to retain your influence for the greater good. Number seven I have here is adding unique value. Now, uniqueness, like I would always say, is you just standing out. And if you bring something direct to the table, whether it's your rare skill, innovative ideas, or even a remarkable personality, people would endeavor to keep you around because they recognize that your presence enriches the experiences. And finally, I have communication. Now, this is something I feel also we never get to talk about enough, but communication matters. Effective communication is key. A couple of months back, I did a presentation in my office and I was talking about effective communication for consultants. And I tried to reiterate the fact that effective communication is key, and clearly articulating your intentions, expressing appreciation, and maintaining open lines of communication foster stronger connections. When people, you know, understand your value and feel acknowledged, you know, they are more likely to want you and to even make you remain as part of their lives. And this is something that we always need to just try to imbibe in our relationships. And the question of how far will people go to keep you around will almost be solved. You should also note that it's important not to compete on price, but also compete on value. This is for the business folks. I just started to scribble down some things, and I said that while we have it that in the grand theater of life, you know, where we all play leading roles, the concept of competing on value rather than price holds as much significance in our personal and professional pursuits as it does in commerce. And let's just try to understand or even delve into the principles that resonate with the broader context of our lives. I need you to consider that what sets you apart from the competition is the unique solution you offer. How can you address the pain point of maybe your clients or your colleagues? And I'm not just speaking about commerce right now, but I'm saying when you sell value, price becomes a secondary concern and people are eager to invest in what you offer. And all of this stems from, number one, your self-worth, or what you call your self-esteem. And much like businesses compete on value, on the value it brings to customers, individuals can also strive to enhance their self-worth rather than trying to fit into a mold defined by others or society. I think we should start to encourage, or we should start to recognize our unique qualities and contributions. Now, self-esteem in this sense comes from acknowledging your, you know, intrinsic worth, you know, which is far more enduring than reflecting or more enduring than fleeting external validations. Number two is quality relationships. How can you ensure you prioritize value is by, you know, investing in quality relationships. Now, value isn't just about monetary worth. It extends the quality of our relationships, you know, and competing on value in our personal lives means being reliable. I mentioned that in the last episode, being empathetic, being a supportive friend or partner. And just to add this, that some of you, not to sound as a, you know, relationship coach or anything, but you guys know they try. I see some people, and not just to poke nose in people's businesses, but like I see some interactions between couples and I'm like, bro, come on, you can do better. This lady has an idea, or this guy has something he has to offer. Just hear about and not just throw it out the window. Try to be a supportive friend and don't just laugh it off. Or maybe when you're sharing big dreams to small minds, maybe you might get that. You get the point I'm trying to make. People are drawn to those who consistently bring positivity, kindness, and even understand the wavelength of those kind of interactions. Number three I have is, are you a problem solver? And like I always say, you know, we can always compete on value by being problem solvers in our community. And listen to the needs of others and actively working to address them creates a sense of value that goes beyond material possession, and it forges bonds that make us indispensable members of, you know, our social circles. You need to also understand, as number four, is building trust. I need to further reiterate this thing because we have so many things, or so many people exhibit traits of disloyalty, as it were. And I see trust as a currency that holds immeasurable value in personal relationships. And competing in value in this context means that you're honest, are you transparent, are you dependable? Now, this qualities build trust, whether you like it or not, and it's the bedrock of a strong and enduring relationship or connection, as you might want to have it. So number five is self-care. Now, I made mention of this two episodes before this, talking about work-life balance. And of course, we find ourselves in a very fast-paced community, or in a fast-paced world, and competing in value can translate into investing into self. Now, you need to prioritize your physical and mental well-being. And that also is an act of self-value. And by doing so, we communicate to ourselves and others that we are worth the effort and attention. Number six is uniqueness. Keep on saying, I think I need to further reiterate this. It's me just saying it over and over again, so you get to understand the crux of this whole thing. And you need to embrace uniqueness in a way of competing on value, whether it's in your professional or personal endeavor. And just as businesses differentiate themselves in crowded marketplaces, individuals can stand out by celebrating their distinct qualities and perspective. We have things like, you know, long-term fulfillment. To compete on value is a life choice, and it often leads to long-term, you know, fulfillment rather than just seeking quick fixes or fleeting pleasures. I think it's important we start to make decisions that align with our core values and, you know, contribute to our lasting, you know, happiness. And finally is resilience. Just as value-driven businesses are more resilient, I believe individuals can compete on value, and those who compete on value are better equipped to face life challenges, and they have a strong sense of self-worth, and, you know, are less swayed by external circumstances. You know, in essence, what I'm trying to say is that the question, how far will people go to keep you around, is just an exploration of your impact and the imprint you leave on others. By consistently delivering value and building trust and nurturing emotional connections, and maybe even being an authentic and reliable presence in the lives of people, you increase the likelihood that people would go to great lengths to ensure you remain an integral part of their journey. And ultimately, the depths of your influence, you know, reflects the positive change and enrichment you bring to the lives of those around you. In conclusion, all I'm trying to say basically is that value and productivity are very much universal principles, and they transcend, you know, professional boundaries, they transcend societal norms. And by recognizing your true worth, striving for high value, consistently delivering value to others, and becoming indispensable, and maybe saying it this way, selling value rather than competing on price, you start to embark on a journey of personal and professional growth that knows no limit. The way I see it is that value and productivity are the keys to unlocking a life of fulfillment, of influence, and of success, regardless of your background and your aspirations. And like I would always say to people, that value is not only what attracts people to you, but also keeps you resilient and thriving in our ever-evolving world. And that is my time on TLBS today. On this episode, please make sure you share this link to people and get people into this whole realm of value and productivity. I think it's high time we start to explore this. High time we get to talk about it even more. Until our next time, in our next episode, I am Adeyinka Black. Please stay safe. Cheers.